Welcome to Everdome! Number one sports betting show coming out with Ben McAfee, Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tony.
Bubba Gumpino is Canadian Station, his beer, water, wine.
Today, Tony.
Brucey, Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Otter, how are we?
We're doing fucking fantastic, Tony. We got NBA to bet on. There's Final Four coming up. I'm fucking pumped.
Hell yeah.
You pumped about the Lakers, or?
I mean, are we real? Like, really? That's how we're going to start the show? Come on. There is the Final Four this weekend. We do not need to talk about that.
Okay.
Or, I mean, there's the Final Four this upcoming weekend. The Elite Eight was fucking sweet.
The Elite Eight, the Sweet 16 was sweet.
So sweet.
We're down to four.
How sweet it is.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You gotta check the feed, though. It's all fucked up. Oh, the YouTube feed's all fucked up.
Ending stream. Or is that what you want me to do, Bill?
Should we end stream?
Okay, sorry, not ending stream.
Don't end the stream.
Bill's gonna fix it. Listen, you keep fucking putting F's in this chat. I'm gonna.
Not F's in the chat.
Who came up with that stupid thing?
Pretty electric.
It's like fail, right?
I don't know. Just type like, hey, something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
From the top, boys.
Bill's watching it right now. We're going to get it fixed. Bill looks good today. I told him that earlier.
Yeah.
Audio's working great. It's just the video.
Perfect.
It's actually really funny.
Well, I think the video's good now. Judging by what I'm seeing, it's...
We did it.
Listen. Okay, in this chat...
What the fuck?
Mate, your fucking mic's on.
Right, I guess that's on me. I rebooted it, and I guess I did it the wrong way. I don't know.
In this chat, okay, we don't use F's, okay?
No F's?
No.
F's in the chat.
Because F isn't telling me what's wrong, okay? F's just telling me something's wrong. I want to know.
Because it's all about the U, baby!
Your favorite teams in the Final Four?
Both of them.
Your favorite teams in the Final Four?
Yep.
My favorite team's in the Final Four.
Hell yeah. Congrats, Tony.
Are you saying San Diego State was one of your favorites?
Yeah, you got both of them gone.
Yeah, he actually...
It's a good day for the Mountain West. They took a lot of shrapnel for a lot of years.
Yeah.
They did take a lot of shrapnel.
I mean, they do a great job closing out, but Alabama 3-for-28 from three.
I also hate the take that, like, the Mountain West isn't good because San Diego State's in the Final Four, or the ACC isn't good because Miami's in the Final Four. It's like, come on, dude.
Who's got that take?
Yeah, what?
It's a lot of that getting thrown around last night.
I mean, like, I wouldn't say that, like, the Mountain West is just, like, now really fucking good because one team went on a run. We watched
no, but it's
everybody
huge
else
for the
lose
conference
the first round.
To be represented.
That's yeah. I mean that. Yeah, I understand that. But everybody else still lost in the first round for the Mountain West. They had
Don't
four
matter.
Teams.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Put him on his back.
You think they win an OT, Gumpy?
No.
Who?
San Diego State.
Oh, are we doing the foul conversation?
Yeah. You think they would have won an OT?
We don't have to do the foul conversation. But
was he mislodged?
It was a foul. I agree.
They was he mislodged?
But Gumpy, I know if you were on there, if it happened to San Diego State, you would have been upset.
I understand that it maybe shouldn't have been called in that moment. I see both sides.
Yeah, I was just.
I think that kid made an incredible play to get to that spot to force that to happen.
True. Yeah, I was just sitting in the airport and really wanted overtime. To be completely honest with you,
I did not bet on either of the games yesterday. Was traveling, so it didn't. What was the spread on Texas Miami?
Three and a half. No DSU just screwed them.
Went up to four. Opened at some places 4.5, then jumped around. FanDuel never really changed from 3.5.
Yeah.
Saturday, Connecticut. I mean, we kind of talked about it. Like, Timmy's not going to be able to go off against Connecticut. And if Timmy doesn't go off, Gonzaga doesn't have a chance.
No, Sanogo eating him alive was the lock of the century. The crazier part to me is that, like, it was, you know, close in the early going, 19-17 or so. And then it felt like you go into a timeout and Danny Hurley just says, oh, this is what Mark Few's doing. Mm-hmm. This is what we need to do. And then Mark Few never responded to it. It was almost like a live chess knockout.
The Gonzaga-UCLA game was unbelievable, though.
Yeah, it was. Sweet.
That kid taking that shot down one, just pulling up was awesome. If you bet $100, if you bet $100 on Miami money line, so say you bet them first game, they were -145 against Drake, and you just kept taking that money and going,
rolling,
$14,500.
I assume FAU is pretty similar to that number as well.
Yeah, but there were some big, like, Miami was +290 against Houston, +180 yesterday. They'll be again a big number against UConn.
It's current number. I had it up earlier.
Five and a half.
Still sitting 5.5.
Yeah.
+195. Yeah. I pretty sure I'm going to be rolling FAU in Connecticut in this one.
I'll be on the other side of both. I've been San Diego State, Miami the whole tournament. I'm not changing now.
So I'm really obviously focused on Miami UConn a lot more than FAU San Diego State handicapping right now.
Versus got his future in UConn.
Yeah, I got 400 to win 10.6 on UConn. But I don't think I'm going to hedge here, to be honest.
Fuck yeah.
And my thinking is that, like, maybe Miami has a slight guard edge, but down low, UConn's just going to be vastly superior, I think.
The way UConn has looked.
I don't know, man. I know they are superior for sure, Bruce, but Omer does not get the respect he deserves down low.
He had 13 rebounds against Houston. I was just looking at that. I don't know. I still think Sanogo and the other 7-foot guy are pretty unstoppable down there. We'll see. It should be a great game. Hawkins needs to play well. You know, UConn's guards have to step it up.
It'll be fun.
What's his name? Once Wong got going yesterday, it was like he was struggling the first half. But they switched back between him and Pack. So it's like if one of them's struggling, they'll run the other one. And then I forget his fucking name. Damn it. 7-for-7 from the field and 13-of-13 free throws yesterday, I believe. I forget his name. Bigger kid.
You brought up the UCLA Gonzaga game. Yeah. To lead that night off, that was K-State, Michigan State.
Yeah.
That one was fucking awesome.
Banger. Instant classic.
Classic. And then Friday, San Diego State, that was an upset. Miami over Houston, but those games weren't as good as the Thursday games.
No.
And then you win on Saturday. Good tournament, though.
Alabama not winning the South blows my mind. I know that was a chalky ticket from the get-go for me.
Sure.
But what the hell, man?
Did you see what's-his-name stats in the tournament? Like, top five worst of all time?
Brandon Miller?
Yeah, from the field.
That'll happen. Sometimes.
I think it was like three for something.
Just like lackadaisical.
That'll happen.
Yeah, it was weird, man. They were I don't know, man. It was like... Yeah.
Also this weekend, fucking Sam Burns put on quite the show yesterday.
Ah, dude, you know what I did yesterday? As soon as fucking Rory got knocked out, Scheffler was on that hole, hit a good tee shot, other guy was in the fucking bunker.
You went.
Fuck, hammered Scheffler. I'm like, Scheffler's going to win this hole, beat whoever in the fucking final. Scheffler fucking blows it right there.
Went to OT, right? Is that the one that went to OT?
No, that was in the OT. That was on the OT hole. I bet him. He was +150 to win it all. And I thought it was a good bet.
Yeah, I did the old Scotty +160, Rory +160.
Yeah.
Arbitrage. I'm the sharpest guy here. Both lose.
We have a tournament upcoming this weekend. What is it, Valero?
Yep.
And then Masters.
Yes.
Love that. Who won down in Pensacola?
Matt Wallace.
Okay.
I don't know how Akshay fires 9 under 9 holes and then
that was
win.
Absurd.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna win.
Wait, what? Our boy was in contention and he didn't fucking do anything.
What?
I don't know where he finished.
I don't either.
Fucking damn it.
Well, I know he the front nine was absurd.
Yep, I believe that was day two. Shot 8 under on the front nine. Who knows how he did? But hey, congrats to Matt Wallace. I'm sure that's huge for, you know, him getting his PGA Tour card and all that good stuff.
Akshay finished 24th. Not bad.
Was his girl on the bag still?
I don't know, mate. Why don't you check his Instagram, dude?
I don't know how to spell his name, Tony.
I wasn't sober, but I put in quite a large futures ticket on Saturday night.
Oh, no.
If fucking Ayton and KD come back, I don't see how the Suns lose.
Fair.
You think they beat the Bucks?
I think they
could get the Celtics, but I don't know if they get the Bucks.
Devin Booker live was so impressive. Like, just so smooth.
But he can fucking Houdini on you, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's fine. He'll disappear in a whole series. That's fine. That's where KD comes in.
You got your college basketball goggles on.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to.
You've been watching all this college basketball. Yeah. And you can hit a shot, and then you go watch Devin Booker.
KD ain't been healthy in a long time.
I'm telling you live, dude. He was fucking awesome to watch. Futures ticket, Suns. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
If Kevin Durant comes back and is fully healthy and can do everything like that he should be able to do, I mean, yeah, like that's an amazing bet, but I would have to see it to really
believe. Also, I thought, you know, I was like, supporting cast was playing well. Fucking TJ Warren was playing well.
Holy fuck. Your son star.
T Ross from our friend from the Magic fucking had 15 off the bench. Fucking the boy Chris Paul still on. I was like, hey, this team's got it.
TJ Warren
like led the bubble in scoring.
I haven't heard that name since 2020 bubble.
It's only 2 years ago, boys. It's only 2 years ago. Zito did buy a Kevin Durant tarp, Suns tarp.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I had to. Suns marks.
I've had some Suns merch just because. I mean, I like the bet. But I think next year is going to be the year for them.
Anything else this weekend that I missed as far as sports gambling list? Not really, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
The Mavs out of the playoffs, kind of.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
The Mavs into the top 10 of the draft, so the Knicks don't get their draft
pick. Yes, I heard you fucking all pissed about that earlier today.
What the hell? I got to root for the Mavericks.
This week, opening day is Thursday. Started handicapping that a little bit.
How's it looking?
Okay. There's some things. Right now, I went through and looked at the opening day starters and how they've been performing in spring training. Now, that's not the only thing I'll look at on how they did in spring training, but, you know, also take a look at how they did last year. There was a couple. Where was the one that I really liked?
Severino is out to start the year, huh?
Yep.
This starts Wednesday, right?
Oh. I don't know who's going for Seattle off the top of my head, but Bieber's going for Cleveland. And he's had a really, really good spring training. So
he's sleeping on the Mariners early.
Yay. Bieber's one of your guys, so don't come with Biebs.
It's hard to get started when it comes to the Mariners.
I feel like DeGrom's going to be a dog against Philly. And Nola hasn't pitched well so far in spring training. So
Nola, their ace?
He's leading off.
He's also a home guy.
Yeah. And they're on the road for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see if DeGrom – I don't know if DeGrom's going to be a dog or not, but I'm going to end up
– I mean, the Rangers.
Has DeGrom ever been a dog?
Don't care. If DeGrom comes out and throws fucking 7 scoreless, I'm fine. 5 scoreless, sorry.
I don't know if DeGrom's ever been a dog.
What was I else?
He's going to be now. He's going to be a first 5 darling. Dude.
Corbin Burns hasn't had the best spring training. He's got a 5 ERA in spring training. He's going against Marcus Stroman.
He's been talking about his ramp up process and how
that Brewers team's, they're not looking
good. And I kind of like the additions for the Cubbies. I don't know if they're, I don't know who's going to be a dog there or not. Like Stroman.
Stroman still plays for the Cubs?
I assume Atlanta's going to be $4 favorites maybe here. I don't know. But Max Fried, good spring training. Max Fried, good pitcher. Patrick Corbin, is that what it is?
Yeah. Is he going for the Nats?
Yeah, terrible year last year, and he's had a terrible spring. So
Jesus.
Probably.
I think Nats are favorites to be the worst team in the league.
Yeah, okay. So we'll see what the line is for that one. Pablo Lopez, who longtime Marlin, now on the Twins, is going to face Greinke on day one. I might be there. Sandy Alcantara goes against the Mets. That's always an interesting one. Germán Márquez is going for Colorado. He's had a decent little spring training. I don't know if I'm going to lay Colorado at San Diego, though.
Seems like a tough proposition.
Tough. I was actually talking to Gumpy earlier today. The dude who's pitching for the A's has had a terrible spring training going against Shohei. I assume that's going to be a huge number, though. So I got to wait to see when the numbers come out. The Yankees, Gerrit Cole, and who do they have?
Logan Webb and the Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm probably gonna stay.
Logan Webb's on. You guys got Giants game one?
Yeah.
Holy
the
fuck.
Sox.
We're going to beat them 9-4.
The Sox, I think, are going against Kyle Gibson, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Gibson against Kluber.
I think I'm going to stay away from that one, too.
Hey, the White Sox.
Shoehorn in this one. Anthony Volpe, rookie of the year, +450.
Was that the 21-year-old shortstop?
Yep.
Just got named starter?
Yep. Named and moved to the second favorite to win AL rookie of the year.
Okay.
Behind, I believe, the Orioles have a kid.
So, yeah, right now, just did spring training. I'll get through the what, there's a process.
If we're just shoehorn shit in, what brutal pitcher is playing for the White Sox opening day, Tony?
I think it's Cease, actually.
Dylan Cease.
Okay, he's actually not bad.
Yeah, so Cease.
I didn't like that matchup, though.
Who is it?
Cease.
Dylan Cease.
Versus?
Dylan Cease heads to Houston against Framber Valdez and the Cheaters.
Yeah. I didn't like that one game really.
Starting
either.
The season off
against Cheaters. It's in Houston.
Yeah, the Cheaters will win.
Oh, dude. Yeah, okay. Cease always gets let up in Houston.
they know
I've
it.
Been on the wrong side of that too many times to not remember.
Yeah, so we'll have that. We'll have that for Thursday. That'll be awesome.
Scherzer will be a big number, but with his like pitch comp thing, calling his own pitches, he's gonna be unstoppable.
Who's Scherzer going against?
He is going against Sandy Alcantara.
Oh yeah, actually, I said I may. I love. I mean, what he, did Sandy win the Cy Young? Did he end up winning Cy Young last year?
Great question. I have no idea.
I thought he did. What year was that? 2022.
I don't know. Yeah. I've been nailing these last names though.
Yeah, 2022 NL Cy Young, Sandy Alcantara. Yeah, you won it.
Bada boom, bada bang.
I have missed hearing these names. Like actually. I'm pumped for baseball season right
Maybe
now.
Maybe we have our consigliere on Wednesday to talk about opening day.
We should get
there. We go.
I should probably get on hot dogs and such.
Oh, you want to have some hot dogs opening day?
Yeah. Fucking Cracker Jacks.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. Yeah. I'm in. Fucking I'm
gotta
in.
Gotta do it, dude.
I think Zito's got a hot dog machine
Put
out
down
there.
My so. Zin, get myself some skull.
We'll do that this week. We'll do the Valero in the lead up to the Masters, NBA, NHL. Obviously, Final Four is Saturday, so we'll do that this week as well. I don't have a ton of picks tonight. Where do you boys want to start? NBA, NHL?
We got the NIT semifinals.
Oh, tomorrow. Yeah. Are you doing anything there?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. Tonight, we'll start in the NBA, so I can tell fucking... Let me see.
What's not a great slate tonight.
This is one of the toughest slates.
It's an ugly out there.
There's like
about
it?
12 games.
Huh?
What
happened to the why'd the Pacers go from -1 to +4?
I'm trying to see who's out for the Pacers, dude, the Pacers have been really, really bad.
I know what happened there. So Luka got his 16th technical foul.
Oh, yeah, he can play now.
But it was rescinded, so he's available.
Okay. Yeah, that is what it was. Okay, so let's start in NBA tonight. I got one, I think.
I got one.
No, I actually have none.
I got one, and it's ugly as hell.
I mean, there's a lot of big slates tonight. There's a lot. I didn't like the Bucks and Pistons. Sure, maybe.
Dude, that's a big spread.
I mean, I almost laid the Suns against the Jazz, but I didn't.
I'm scared to bet against the Jazz.
Both of them, ATS-wise, recently. What do you got, Gumpy?
I'm just laying 4.5 with the Clippers against the Bulls. I think big game for the Bulls yesterday. I think it's a letdown spot on a back-to-back.
I agree it is a letdown spot, and an outright win might be tough, but I'm on the Bulls +4.5.
I also thought that the Bulls +4.5 was just a nice value of like, okay, they're playing on a back-to-back, but it's also in LA, so they're not traveling. Like, I didn't really think it was that big of a... Also, the Clippers haven't been playing that good.
No. Those boys gave it all yesterday to beat the Lakers.
Paul George, I think, is very big. Big dose of Russell Westbrook, and I don't think that plays well with Pat Bev.
They've played well without him so far.
No, this isn't the best NBA slate we've ever had.
A team that has been playing, this is, okay, my NBA picks today are definitely going to be sprinkled in between parlays.
Okay.
Because I got a lot of them. I didn't really know how to attack this board. I'm taking New Orleans minus the 11 going into Portland. Portland's been struggling. New Orleans been kind of hot. I'm taking Philly to get off of Schneid going into Denver. I'm thinking Embiid. He came out and he said some things how he doesn't feel like he needs to like truly prove anything to be the MVP. That's a lie. I think he's trying to prove a lot. I think he's going to come out and ball the fuck out.
He's out.
Fucking kidding me.
That's the line right now.
Well, the line's at 7. Obviously, that's why. So don't take that.
I'm sorry to do it to you.
I mean, no, the line completely changed. I have the 5, so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, now I'm looking at 7. I'm like, oh, why the fuck?
What time do you look at the lineups before we come on here? Or?
I look at them at like 2 to in between like 2 and like.
It's tricky. It is. They're snapping these lineups.
Dude, I mean, Luka literally just got announced that he was playing. Like that's not my fault.
It wasn't. It didn't just get announced. It got announced like 2 hours ago.
Okay, so exactly when I was saying that I was making these is exactly the time that you're saying. So this all adds up in my head.
Well said.
If it happened 2 hours ago, I made these.
Is it not cold in there?
2 o'clock. About to be.
Let's get this.
I'm just saying, for your sake, when you say things into a microphone, just check before the show.
I did fucking check, Tony. I made the.
How did Bruce know then?
Because Bruce is here sitting on his fucking phone, playing on his phone. I can't do that. I'm cutting the cameras. If I could read off the injury report like you guys do, I would do that, obviously, but I can't. I'm checking the camera, so I have all this shit written out before. All
right, go ahead. What do you got?
That.
I'm so mad.
Let's get this fucking party started. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Sorry, Nick. I cut it the wrong way.
No, man, we're not worried about that. I told Bruce if he were to use that line, I was going to come back there and slap him in the mouth. But
Hold on. Let me shout out to Sniffy Tobias for that one.
Well done.
Shout out to Sniffy Tobias.
Well done.
How you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. How do you feel about the slate tonight?
It's a good slate.
You pay attention to hockey all this weekend?
I kept up with some things. I didn't get to watch anything, obviously, but I was in and around the news and the scores and everything.
No, because the house we were in had a 24/7 Baywatch channel, which fucking took up most of the time on the TV.
What a show. What a treat.
What an unbelievable show. I had no idea Jason Momoa was on Baywatch.
Yeah. Young 19-year-old lad got his start out there on the beaches in Hawaii.
How are the Rags doing, Bruce?
Fuck if I know, dude. I assume well.
What does that mean?
I don't know, man. How?
Have they played? New York just throwing in the towel.
Have they played?
Bruce, come on.
I saw Alexis Earl was there. Alexis, what's her name?
I have no idea who you're trying
to say. Earl of Grey?
Man, you know.
I don't. I actually don't know.
He's just going to Mitt to save him. Oh, no. What a scene.
You're going to me with the name. Come on, dude.
They beat the Panthers on Saturday as a dog.
Hell yeah. The last game, they played Thursday, which we took. We were on the Rangers. They won that game. Facts. And then Saturday, they beat the Panthers.
That Thursday day, though, a lot of the 130 favorites that we were on did not come home.
No.
No. How do you feel about tonight? How many you got?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like taking the slate pretty much.
No. What do you mean? It's
fucking 6 games.
Yeah, I got 4 of them.
Let's go.
I like Florida Panthers. Money line. Going into Ottawa. Florida's fighting. They're 3 points behind Pittsburgh right now for that last wild card spot, so they've got plenty to play for. Only 9 games left. Running out of time, boys. Big Bob started 19 of Florida's last 21. Does that worry you? Does fatigue set in a little bit?
Oh.
They're going to... They're not. They're throwing them back out there tonight against Ottawa. I will roll with Big Bob in Florida one more time. They're wearing my patience thin, though.
Anything for you there, Gumpy?
Yeah, Panthers money line for sure.
Okay. All right. How about fucking anything in Buffalo?
Yeah, I actually will take Buffalo looking for their third straight win. Montreal has been dog shit in the month of March, 3-10. They haven't won consecutive games since the middle of February.
Okay.
And Jake Allen's getting the go tonight. And right now, in his last seven, he has not won a game. 0-6-1. Can't Yikes. Have it. Can't have
Yikes.
It.
Yikes.
So we will take Buffalo.
How about the Islanders? Who the fuck do the Islanders have?
The Devil! Woo!
Give me those guys.
Give me the fucking dog! Fuckers!
The Islanders couldn't get it done against the Blue Jackets and the Sabres over the weekend. Give me the Devils. And then you know what? We're going to shoot over.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to take the Minnesota Wild.
Yes, we are. Boom! Yeah.
The Wild!
You on the Wild?
Wilds, yeah. Don't.
Bruce, you on the Wild?
Wild!
Start kidding me.
You know what?
Man, come on. What's up?
The last time we did a team skate.
Team skate!
Team skate. Right, I'm also on the Wild. Dude. Let's
never
go.
Missed.
Team skate.
Do you know why we're on the Wild?
Now at all.
No, I don't know why we're on the Wild. Because
they're playing
this time.
Against the Grubworm and the Seattle Kraken.
Grubby. Grubby.
And then are these the last two games that are.
Yeah,
big favorites you're not on?
I'm not touching those. No way I touch anything involved with Edmonton going into the Let. It's tough barn. We all know that.
Tough barn. Plus, there's going to be a bunch of NFL GMs and coaches catching fucking coyotes and coilers tonight at the Let.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they're going to be doing.
Dave's will be there, covered in aloe.
Okay, Dave.
Dave's
he's a hockey guy. Aloe. He's a hockey guy. Yeah, he probably will be there. He's
definitely going.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
Avoid there.
Any boost tonight?
I don't know.
Doesn't look like it. Unless I got to log in to see him.
Are we taking Napoli or what?
Dude.
Hey, absolute scenes in Victoria this weekend at the
Jackson final.
How was MLS this weekend?
5-3.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, not bad. The only one I shouldn't have taken was Atlanta United. Their stud player was... He was playing for Argentina. Forgot about that one.
No boost tonight, right now.
Nope. So on the women's side of the NCAA tournament,
okay.
I know obviously South Carolina is really fucking good. Minus 250 favorites to win. Iowa 7-1 feels like a good time, and I'm sure this is pretty late to
the best player
party.
In the tournament.
But yeah.
I think I might sprinkle on that.
Going to Iowa?
She's like last night I was like, all right, I need to just actually watch these highlights. She is fucking amazing.
She's really
incredible.
Good.
Shout out Caitlin Clark.
Shout out Caitlin Clark.
Shout out.
Yeah, actually, South Carolina's minus 250 versus the field plus 180.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
South Carolina, good fucking program.
Yeah.
Good ball club.
They're laying 14.5 tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Against Maryland.
Pretty sure their coach has been there for fucking ever.
They're the new UConn? Are they the new UConn?
They are kind of, well, yeah. Paige Bucker's ACL has
sounds really
slowed down the UConn program.
Sounds like excuses.
Yep.
I bet. Who'd they lose to?
UConn?
Who?
Yeah.
They weren't even in the tournament.
No. They were. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Holy shit, Bruce.
Bruce, who they
lost to? Somebody.
Not following your squads over
Bruce,
the weekend.
Bruce, who they lose to?
Nah, Gino kind of freaks me out.
UCLA men and women both getting bounced this weekend sucked.
He does.
Just put it out there.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
All right.
100%.
Have you guys been betting? Am I the only one that's been betting the women's tournament, by the way?
I bet on Miami yesterday and lost horribly.
So I bet on Miami the two games before, so I felt like I had to. And I watched. And the game was nationally broadcasted. I watched.
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about the team, so no, I did not bet them.
Really? Oh, I've been betting just the underdogs. It's pretty fun.
Big Hurricanes guy.
Big Hurricane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Might just claim Miami. No.
It's all about the U.
How about it being baseball season? Pretty much.
pretty crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, we're going to win a lot of money.
To be honest.
Let's go. I already have plans for Friday.
I'm going to have to do a baseball season deposit.
Oh, no.
What are you doing Friday?
Guess what is back, Tony? Friday's hashtag at the Vic here in Indianapolis.
Fucking Triple A's already starting Friday?
Triple A starts fucking Friday, baby. Let's go.
Mitt's got to get his number two. Baby,
that's Triple A over there?
Yeah, dude, it's the Pirates Triple A team. I saw O'Neal O'Neal Cruz all last year. He was hitting bombs. It was sick.
The best Pirates minor league organization, though, are the Vermont fucking River Monsters.
What's nope, that, not even close. Nope, it is.
Double A.
Nope, it is the Indianapolis Indians right here in town.
Altoona Curves Double A. Dude,
Jason Bay on the fucking Vermont River Monsters.
Jay Bay was a dog. Canadian, right?
Was a dog. Got a good season with the Sox. Couple of them.
The River Monsters logo also is fucking.
You got a fucking hat? You got a tarp?
I had a hat growing up. Sure did.
Guess who we got right now?
Let's get another one.
Guess what? This is going to be the new Pirates fucking just absolute stud. Juan Bay. Just wait.
Jason Bay's brother?
No, Juan Bay. He's fucking electric.
All right. But I haven't dove into Bucco's AAA yet this season. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Duh.